Welcome to the Together PDX podcast. You're listening to our Faithful series, where we sit down with faithful people to hear how they are working for the flourishing of the Portland metro area. We believe each member of the church has a role to play in the bigger story God is writing in Portland. Today's guest tells one part of that story. Hey everyone, I'm Elise Gallus, and today I'm talking with Jason Christensen of Union Gospel Mission about how they are serving the homeless and marginalized in the Portland metro area. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Such an honor to have you. Let's dive right into some of the questions. I want you to tell us a little bit about the need that Union Gospel Mission is trying to meet and how that affects the flourishing of our metro area.
Great question. And I think, you know, it's obvious. It's in front of our eyes. We see it every day. Every 2 years, they do a study of the number of homeless that are living out on the streets and in the camps and that. And that number went up by over 2,000 since
wow.
COVID. So it confirmed everything that we had suspected. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the numbers really are staggering.
And so what exactly is Union Gospel Mission doing about that?
So great question. We are right there on the front lines. One of the things that I'm really proud of is our homeless services, specifically mm-hmm. our search and rescue program, okay. where 6 nights a week we go out with the aid of volunteers. We'll also have a couple of Life Change residents go with mm-hmm. us and a staff member. And we literally go into the camps, introduce ourselves, and we're creating relationships with folks there. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how dialogue can start with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah.
And that peanut butter and jelly sandwich or that brand new pair of warm, dry socks mm-hmm. can eventually lead to an exchange of names mm-hmm. and then time in prayer with folks.
Wow. Well, that's a great segue. I'd love to hear a specific story, maybe from the last few weeks or months, that we can just celebrate with you of how that's gone well.
Well, search and rescue, like I say, is really right there on the front lines. Mm-hmm. Again, in the camps, out on the streets, meeting people in their cars and their RVs or the park. But we also have a Life Change program, and this is for mm-hmm. people who have made a decision that I'm tired of this. Hmm. I'm tired of grappling with the addiction mm-hmm. or I'm tired of being abused. I'm tired of living in poverty. I want to get out of this. Yeah. And so they'll enter our Life Change program. And a story I absolutely love to share is one of a young woman by the name of Shay who mm-hmm. was grappling with addiction. She was living in a tent mm-hmm. with her two children.
Wow.
And Child Protective Services learned of this, mm-hmm. and she lost her kids. Mm-hmm. That was a turning point for her mm-hmm. where she said, I'm done with this. And so she came into Life Change where she was able to get clean and sober, learn the skills she needed to live independently, mm-hmm. to make right choices in her life. So we pulled her out of that vortex of addiction and abuse and poverty. She got herself on track, and this is the best part of the story. Mm-hmm. She got her own apartment. She's living on her own, and her kids are back with her.
Wow. Praise God. That's
Amen.
Amazing.
Amen.
Well, we're celebrating that with you. I know there's so many more stories that you get to see every day, so we're so thankful. Could you tell me about what role the local church plays or can play in UGM?
Sure. You know, we cannot do this without the support of not just donors, but, you know, people are also giving their time and their talent.
Yeah.
That is an important aspect of this. One thing I love to share, just to give a little comparison mm-hmm. contrast. I know that the city and county allocated some $18 million last fall for emergency shelter. And the objective was to have 6 tiny home villages established last fall.
Mm-hmm.
Last fall. We've got one.
Gosh.
Within each of those tiny home villages, they can host up to about 50 mm-hmm. houseless mm-hmm. folks.
Mm-hmm.
Our search and rescue program, through the use of volunteers, was able to get 260 people off of the streets, out of the camps, out of their cars, and into permanent supportive housing.
That's amazing.
It's a testament to the efficiency mm-hmm. of the mission, but also the work of the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
Praise God. That's amazing. Well, if somebody's listening and just their heart is being stirred, what are a couple ways that somebody who's interested can get involved even right now?
There are a vast range of opportunities where people can volunteer. Something that I would encourage people to do, because I think there's no better way to identify with Jesus than if we identify with the poor, because Jesus identified with the poor. And so to go out on search and rescue is a powerful experience because you see the poverty there. It's in front of you. Mm-hmm. I always like to pray that prayer, Lord, break my heart for what breaks yours. Mm-hmm. And so we can always use volunteers in search and rescue. If that's not your speed, we have a thrift store, and we can always use help in taking, you know, because we get lots of clothes and furniture donated at, and to get that sorted, that is a great program because not only does it provide revenue to support our programs and support our men and women who are going through recovery, it's also work therapy. Mm. Our residents go there and they get a chance to learn some skills, mm-hmm. customer service and things like that. They understand the value of getting up and going and putting in hours. And so we can always use help within our thrift store program. For those who want to take it a little step deeper, mm-hmm. we all can always use mentors. Wow. And we've had great church partnerships, people that would come in and just develop a rapport with our residents to help them get their lives aligned with Christ. Because we know that there's no greater transformative power than Jesus. So we're always looking for mentors to do that. Our church partnerships are so important because we want to have people connected to a community. Mm-hmm. The quickest way out of addiction, out of abuse, and out of poverty is to change your playground and your play friends.
Yeah.
And so to be connected with the church community is key to that part of recovery.
What does it even look like to start in this? I mean, search and rescue, that's huge. Can anyone do that?
They can. And I would encourage them to go to our website at ugmportland.org and they can get a description. And it's really easy. You can sign up 24/7. So if the Holy Spirit moves you at 2 a.m. and you want to find a way to join and serve, you can do that just by going to ugmportland.org.
And then mentorship. I mean, wow, I think so many people think that sounds like something for someone a lot wiser or more mature than me. But I've been able to be in various mentorship relationships, and I'm always convicted that, wow, God can even use me. So what would you say to anybody who's maybe thinking about stepping into like a mentorship role?
Well, and let me say this, like, because this is the value of our search and rescue team, the value in a name. Mm. And so when we go into those camps and we've developed a relationship to where we know them and they know us. Mm-hmm. And it may seem simple, but mm-hmm. to call somebody by their first name says, I value you. You're a human being. You have worth. That's a huge part. But to mentor, to be able to speak into somebody's life and to have connection, you know, that's we can always use volunteers, you know, to help sack, you know, put together sack lunches and things like that. But to actually sit with somebody, that is the essence of justice, and that is what Jesus has called us to do, is to be in right relationship with each other, to truly love our neighbor.
Yeah, I love that you provide such tangible opportunities for the church to do that. You know, it can be so discouraging how many things churches even can disagree upon right now. And I imagine homelessness, houselessness maybe is part of that.
Sometimes it is. But I think, you know, the body of Christ reflects our culture as a whole. And we will have disagreements, whether political or theological. What I love about Union Gospel Mission, what we can provide for the body of Christ, is a vehicle that mobilizes and unifies us. Mm-hmm. Because we may have disagreements on the role of government or things like that. But one thing that we can all agree upon is the church's response to the poor. Mm-hmm. And in times when resources, whether it's volunteer hours or tithing, is limited and scarce, mm-hmm. I don't think that pastors and leaders can be scared, but should be encouraged by people becoming involved in organizations like ours. Mm-hmm. Because I have found this, and I say this on a very, very personal level, and that is that when I want to identify with Jesus, I identify with the poor. And it goes to that longtime prayer of, Lord, break my heart for what breaks yours. Mm-hmm. We know what breaks Jesus' heart. And if we as a body can step into that and mend those wounds on his behalf, what more unifying thing could there be?
What a refreshing perspective. Thank you for sharing that. Well, can you leave us with a Bible verse to encourage our listeners in their faithfulness?
Well, I'm glad you asked that because Adam, who oversees our homeless services program, they do this every night before they go out and search and rescue. And they cite John 10:10, and that is, I've come to give you life, but not just life, but life abundantly. Mm. And so that's what inspires us, is that by bringing the love of Jesus and sharing our love with you as our neighbor, we can speak into your life and we can pull you out of that despair that you're living in and let you live truly how God intended you to live.
Wow, that is beautiful. I'm so glad we got to talk about this because, like you said at the beginning, this is something that everybody sees every day. It's all around us. And so I'm so thankful for the work that Union Gospel Mission is doing and that you are equipping the body of Christ to step into in this area. So thank you so much for being here, Jason. We really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you so much, Elise. Really appreciate it.
For more information about Union Gospel Mission and what you heard today, check out the show notes at togetherpdx.org/podcast. Thanks for listening to Faithful by the Together PDX podcast. Be blessed.